Welcome to a live edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, and Spencer Pickering, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jace Deary, and beside me, as usual, is Charlie Maurer. Spencer Pickering will be here in a little bit. I'm turning on the right mic. What's up, Charlie?
How you doing, man?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm pretty distanced, but Christian Williams, I think, is going to have a really, really good season. So far, so good, but it's going to be interesting to see how he does the rest of the season.
For sure. And then moving on to this week, they played Center Grove in a doubleheader, winning at home 2 days ago and then losing last night on the road at Center Grove High School. So the Hounds going 1-for-2 on the week, and they will play Friday against Roncalli High School here at home. So if you want to come out and support your Hounds, come out. But moving now into softball, the Lady Hounds picked up a huge win last night, defeating the Noblesville Millers by a final score of 13-4 in a game where last year this team lost in the sectional finals to Noblesville. So a huge win, 13-4. Noblesville has a starting pitcher that is committed to Florida State University, a sophomore, a very talented hitter and pitcher on both sides, and the Hounds were able to shut them down, winning 13-4. Charlie, what are your thoughts on the softball team so far this year?
I mean, so far so good. Like you said, Jace, Carmel just kind of dominating Noblesville the other night, 13-4. A lot of players with multiple hits. I'm seeing two hits, three hits, two hits, a total of 13 hits for the entire night, a total of 11 RBIs as well. So that's a stat that really stands out to me, is that it's not, you know, their hitters are hitting their teammates in. It's a big deal. Of course, led by their star player, Stormy Kotelnik, one of the best players in the country, committed in eighth grade to Washington University, kind of the leader of this team as well. One of the best hitters in the state of Indiana, and also one of the best fielders as well. Overall, great player. So again, just hot start for this Carmel Greyhounds team.
Yeah, and looking a little more at the box score of this game, looking at, like you said, everyone was able to get on base. Caroline Roop had three hits with an RBI. And one thing too is that, like they said, they all got on base. So they all did a fantastic job. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE. Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, Spencer Pickering now in studio with us.
Absolutely.
And we have our first guest in the studio now, University of Washington. We established that over the break. Softball commit, Stormy Kotelnik. What's up, Stormy?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Thank you for coming down. We're very excited to do this.
Yeah, no problem.
Able to juggle schoolwork, softball, and all that together. How has that been able to kind of give you experience, if you will, now in your junior year?
Are you asking, like, from how has it affected me, like, when I committed in eighth grade, or, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I was actually, like, the first person to commit in the class of 2020, so, like, having that title and everything, it's really been, like, a struggle almost to continuously have that title, like, throughout everything that I do, because, like, you know that, like, eyes are on you, and, like, especially through Carmel, like, it's just difficult sometimes, just not knowing what the outcome will always be. But I also think that that's where, like, the leadership has come in, and that's how I've grown, just, like, knowing, like, having that burden lifted off of me at the age of, like, 13 has been, like, a huge, like, success.
Yeah, I don't think he didn't have any.
He didn't. Yeah, and for his size, he should have had.
But he's shorter than JM.
And I think he was guarding JM.
But if you see him stand against JM, they're the same size. If not, Jones looks like he has an inch on him.
But I think the one thing, though, that really was the factor was that every time JM got the ball, he was quicker.
He's conditioned.
Exactly. And he got to want to jump up in the air.
I think JM was in too big of a hurry sometimes.
Yeah, I think there was
He had the moves on Jones, and he had more talent than him, clearly, yeah, around the post. But I think he was too big of a hurry, and that's why he didn't have as many points as he probably should have.
And DeJuan started to sag on him a little bit during the game, and JM, like, he was at the free throw line, took a jump shot. Yeah, no, 100%. I see him, like, practice shooting jump shots all the time. He hit his first, like, the free throw shot, and it was, like, good. And then he took a three, which I thought was a very questionable shot, and he just kept shooting jump shots. And if I'm him, you know, I go down to the post and get a double team and kick out to, you know, Luca Carson on the wing. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes he did feel a little bit rushed, but obviously, you know, they still picked up the win, and it was, that's all that mattered.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Luke Hedy's performance in state?
Missed a lot of free throws, man.
He did. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there was a lot of players in that game that stepped up that I didn't expect.
He was composed.
He was composed. He was a lot more composed than last year, which shows he is very adapted. He's able to learn his lesson after last year's game down the stretch. But, yeah, overall, I think Carmel played awesome. I think a lot of great players stepped up, and I think it's going to be good for them going forward.
If Luke makes his free throws, it's not a five-point win.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have been a five-point game anyways.
Yeah.
And one thing, too, is I want to mention is just
how many did he miss? It was like nine.
It was quite a few.
Yeah, and one thing I want to mention too is how great Karsten Wynn played. He didn't really score that much, but on everything else, he was
dove for
loose balls, was hustling. I mean, like
he brought the energy.
He brought the energy, and like in the Indy Star, they said he brings the next leader. But who else do you want to see kind of step up into a leadership role next year?
I kind of want to see Charlie Williams step into leadership. Mm. He's another sophomore. I mean, right now it's just me and Rob and Jackson Jansen, but we also need another sophomore to do, and I think Charlie Williams should.
Do you think Charlie will get some more? Because I've watched him play, and he definitely he's good. He's definitely talented. But what do you think his biggest improvement? Because right now he's looking at being I think he's the tallest player so far in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to see from him to kind of develop into kind of like a John Michael Malloy in the next year or two?
I think he just needs to hit the weight room. He needs to get bigger.
I think we were all thinking that a little bit.
No,
he's got some good talent, but
potential for sure.
Yeah, he needs to get just bigger, stronger, and faster like JM.
Yeah. So speaking of JM and a few of the seniors that we mentioned earlier, what have you learned from them before they go off to college, especially playing in the state finals with them?
I learned from them to be a leader. Like after the locker room, the state, they all came up to me and said, "This is my team now. This is my team. Mm-hmm. I need to be a leader and just communicate." When they were seniors and it was my freshman year, they were really good leaders to me. If I was nervous, they'd have my back. They'd just comfort me.
Now, who specifically, because I know you have two great guys in the backcourt with you, but who do you think has really helped you the most on the team kind of develop into the person that you are?
Personality-wise, I think Andrew Owens has helped me the most.
It's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, it's all right. We love AO, but...
Yeah. But in the game, either Karsten or JM, because JM, he kind of knows the game more, I think, but then Karsten's more of like my player, like my position-wise, and he's been helping me with a lot of stuff.
Mm. For some reason. Ben Simmons has really let me down. I thought that he was going to be a heck of a pro, and he's good, and he's talented, but it shows you
that you have to have a jump shot in today's
NBA.
You
have to.
Absolutely.
You can't rely on a guard to score. Yeah.
He's always going to be a good player. He's always going to be an all-star probably just because he's Ben Simmons, because mm-hmm. he does everything so well. He's a ridiculous athlete.
Yeah.
He can get to the rim very well. He can play great defense, but when it comes down to it, if you want to be a superstar,
he doesn't have it.
You have to be able to shoot the ball.
Yep.
Sure.
So that's our guesses.
Yep. So with that, we're going to wrap up the show from all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk. We thank you so much for tuning in this week. This has been Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
I thought it was crazy. The pool is in this, like, basketball stadium or arena.